Title: Roughneck Call and Response Riff Polish Framework Using Groove Cool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School D&B Vibes, Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is all about making a riff feel like it's talking back to itself. That classic jungle attitude where one phrase steps forward like it's making a statement, and the next phrase leans back with that cheeky, slightly late reply. And we're doing it in a controlled way. Not add swing and pray. Think of this as controlled rudeness. We're going to build a call and response pair, then lock their relationship using Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool, plus a couple of micro-tining moves that make it feel expensive instead of sloppy. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar framework you can drop into basically any roller, solid anchor drums, a moving break layer, a tight call riff, a late response riff, and a groove architecture where each element has a role in the pocket. Step 0. Quick session prep. Set your tempo somewhere in that jungle to old school D&B zone. I like 170 BPM for this. Go to arrangement view and set a 16-bar loop brace so you're always hearing the phrase, not just a 1-bar loop that lies to you. Optional but highly recommended, load a reference track. Keep it quiet. You're not copying, you're calibrating. You're training your ear for how late really is in this style. Step 1. Build the anchor drums. This is the grid authority. Make a drum rack track and name it Drums Anchor. Put a kick on beat 1, and a snare on 2 and 4. Classic. If you want, you can add a very light extra kick before the snare in a couple bars later, but for now keep it simple. Quantize this anchor if you need to. 1/16th is fine. The whole point is, we want something stable so that when other elements drag or push, it reads as swagger, not a mistake. Throw on a basic processing chain, drum bus with a little drive, maybe 5-15%, boom low or even off, and transient slightly up if the kick and snare need more poke. Add saturator with soft clip-on, just a couple dB of drive. Then EQ8, shave a bit of mud around 250-400 Hz. That's it. Teacher note here, resist the temptation to groove everything. In jungle, the snare is the social contract. If you make the snare drunk, the whole tune loses authority. Step 2. Add a break layer for movement. This is where groove becomes obvious. Create an audio track called Break Chop. Drop in an amen, think, or similar funky break. Set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and adjust the envelope somewhere around 50 to 70 depending on how crunchy you want it. Then slice it to a new MIDI track by transients. Now you've got a drum rack of break slices you can program like an instrument. For processing, do the basics. EQ8. High pass around 30 or 40 Hz so the sub isn't a mess. If it's harsh, notch a little around 3 to 6K. Add drum bus for crunch and glue. Maybe a gentle limiter if peaks are going wild. Step 3. Create the call riff. Tight, confident, maybe even slightly forward. Make a MIDI track called Bass Call. Use Waveatable, Operator, or a sampled Reese. Sock is fine. In Waveatable, try Saw on Oscillator 1 and Saw on Oscillator 2. To tune a bit, unison 2 to 4 voices. Then an auto filter low pass 24, a touch of drive, small envelope amount so it bites. Add saturator soft clip, EQ cleanup, and optionally a glue compressor doing 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction just to hold it steady. Now write a 2-bar phrase. Keep it confident. Strong 8ths and 16ths, but don't fill every hole. Jungle is as much about the gaps as the hits. Also, don't step all over the snare. Let the snare land like a hammer. When you've got something that feels like a statement, do a light quantize, 1/16th at about 60 to 80%. We're not trying to turn it into a spreadsheet. We just want it organized enough that our groove moves are intentional. Step 4. Create the response riff. Looser, late, cheeky. Make another MIDI track called Stab Response, or Bass Response if it's another bass voice. For a classic vibe, use Simpler with a rave stab, or Operator for a hooverish patch with detuned saws and a bit of noise. Write a 2-bar answer that feels like it's reacting. Offbeats are your friend. Little pickups, little afterthought stabs, and again, leave room around 2 and 4. Here's a compositional trick that's huge. End the response earlier than you think. Then let a small tail do the talking. A short echo throw or filtered reverb makes it feel like it replied and vanished, instead of lingering and clogging the groove. Okay, now the main event. Groove Pool is a relationship calibrator. Open the Groove Pool. You can drag in an MPC-style swing like MPC 16 Swing 57 to 63, or, better for old-school authenticity, extract groove from your break. So pick a good 1-bar segment of the break, and in clip view, hit Extract Groove. Now Live has a groove template that already contains that funky microtining that makes clean MIDI feel jungle instantly. Now duplicate that groove, because we want two rolls. Name one jungle call tight, and another jungle response late. And now we dial parameters. This is where you stop guessing and start designing. For jungle call tight, set timing around 15 to 35%. Velocity influence low, maybe 0 to 10, because bass usually needs to stay consistent. Random very low, 0 to 5. Bass is usually 16, but we'll come back to bass in a second. For jungle response late, set timing higher, 35 to 65%. Velocity influence 10 to 25 can be nice for stabs, because their bounce is part of the vibe. Random 5 to 15, but be careful. Too much random plus too much timing equals drunk MIDI, not roughneck. Now the sleeper control, bass. Try bass equals 8 for the call groove, and bass equals 16 for the response groove. Bass 8 can make the statement feel more marching and declared, while bass 16 gives more shuffle detail for the reply. This one change can make the conversation feel more obvious without adding a single note. Before we'll apply anything, one more global idea. Global groove. Keep it somewhere around 50 to 80% while you're building. You can automate it later, but for now, don't max it out. We're aiming for swagger, not collapse. Step 6. Apply groove per element. This is where most people mess up by treating swing like a blanket. Select your bass call clip. In the clip's groove dropdown, choose jungle call tight. Don't commit yet. We're still auditioning. Select the stab response clip and choose jungle response late. Now drums. Keep drums anchor mostly straight. Either no groove, or a tiny amount, like timing 5 to 15% if you really want it to breathe. For the break slices, you can apply something closer to the response groove, but with less random. Timing maybe 25 to 50, random 0 to 8. What you're building is a three-tier pocket, grid punch from anchor, slur and chatter from the break, and a riff conversation where the call speaks and the response reacts. Coach note, think in timing rolls, not tracks. Even if your call and response are the same instrument and same patch, you can duplicate the clip and change only the groove roll. The ear reads it as personality, not just timing. Step 7. Micro-timing offsets. This makes the talking back feel obvious. Groove is your macro feel. Now we do a deliberate nudge. In arrangement view, select the response clip. Hold Alt on Windows or Option on Mac, and nudge it slightly later. Start with 5 milliseconds, then try 8. Then maybe 12. Usually 5 to 15 milliseconds is the zone. If you go too far, it stops being cheeky and starts being late to work. Rule of thumb. Call is on grid or slightly early and tight. Response is slightly late. Check it against the snare transient, not the grid lines. Solo snare plus the call and response. And ask, does the call frame the snare impact? And does the response comment after it? If the answer isn't obvious, you need more contrast. Reduce timing on call, increase timing on response, or revisit bass. Step 8. Commit versus non-commit workflow. This is where you level up. Ableton Groove is non-destructive until you commit. So while you're composing and arranging, keep it uncommitted. When the section feels right, duplicate the clips as safety, then commit on the duplicates. After committing, you can manually fix any note that feels like it trips over the snare. Bass is the big one. If a bass note ends up smearing into the snare hit in an ugly way, just nudge that one note. You're allowed. This is polish. And here's a powerful advanced move. After you commit, extract groove from the committed clip. Now the groove includes your musical decisions, not just the breaks DNA. Then apply that extracted groove lightly to secondary layers like ghost hats or quiet stabs. That's how you get the band playing together feeling without forcing everything onto one template. Step 9. Arrangement move so it actually rolls for 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the conversation. Call in bars 1 and 2. Response in bars 3 and 4. Bars 5 to 8. Keep the call the same, but change the last couple hits of the response. At bar 8, add a tiny fill from your break slices. Nothing flashy, just enough to turn the page. Bars 9 to 12. Intensify. You can double the response density a bit, but keep it late. Or add a very quiet ghost bass layer underneath, more felt than heard. Bars 13 to 16. Payoff and reset. Remove the call for one bar to create space and tension, then bring it back. You can even tighten the groove right before a transition by reducing global groove or switching to a tighter clip version. That sudden discipline makes the next hit feel heavier. If you don't want to automate global groove, do clip switching instead. Duplicate the response clip. One version with timing around 25 to 35, one version around 55 to 70. Swap them in different sections. It's more predictable than global changes mid-phrase. Step 10. Glue it sonically so the groove reads clearly. If the timing is right but it still doesn't feel right, it's usually envelopes and mix behavior. Sidechain the bass from the kick with glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 100 to 200, and keep gain reduction modest, like 1 to 3 dB. We're creating room, not a cartoon pump. Shorten stab envelope so the rhythm is readable. If a stab has a slow attack and a huge release, your micro-timing won't translate. It just becomes a wash. On the response stab specifically, you can also make it feel late by envelope alone. Add a tiny attack, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, and a slightly longer release. For the call bass, keep attack near zero and tighten release. Even if the MIDI was identical, the ear would still hear a roll difference. Use utility to keep the low-end mono below roughly 120 Hz. If you want a heavier approach, split the bass into sub and mid chains. Keep the sub clean and dependable, and groove the mid layer harder. That's how you get rough neck movement without wrecking the bottom. And for space, use echo on a return, filtered, short feedback, maybe a tiny modulation. Send more from the response than the call. The tail becomes the after comment, which reinforces the conversation. Quick common mistakes to avoid as you do all this. 1. Grooving the kick and snare anchor too much. You lose the boss of the track. 2. Applying one groove to everything. Call and response needs contrast, or it's just one personality looping. 3. Too much timing plus too much random. That's not jungle, that's a stumble. 4. Ignoring envelopes. Timing changes don't read if the sound shape is blurry. 5. Committing too early. Only bake timing once the phrase and its mix relationships are stable. Now a quick mini exercise, 15 to 20 minutes, to lock this in. This audio version is shortened for playback.